The Examination of John Devon Clerk, taken before Hugh Darrell Esquire, one of the Queen's Majesty's Justice of Her Grace's Peace, within her county of Kent, the 14th of April, 1561. First, the said John Devon did come to Sir Thomas Wharton House, night, at Newhall in Essex, at Candlemas evening last past. And, upon Candlemas day last, the said Mr. Wharton and my lady, his wife, with two of her gentlewomen, and also the said John Devon, being required to come up to hear Mass at a back door by one Jolly, a priest, who said Mass in Latin in a chamber next within my lady's chamber. At which Mass time they did held candles in their hands. And there was also ministered that day holy water and holy bread. Item. Within 7 nights next, following upon a Friday, the said Jolly Clerk, two gentlewomen aforesaid, and the said John Devon, was at another Mass in the said chamber, said by the said Jolly in Latin. Item. There is, in the same chamber, a rood of timber, and two pictures of Mary and John standing in a window, and a board with certain painted images upon the altar. By me, John Devon. Item. The first within named John Devon, clerk, said that on Tuesday next, following the Friday within written, he came to Sir Edward Walgrave, knight, to his house at Burley in Essex, and there he made his abode there 1 month in the company of Dr. Rambridge, late Dean of Lichfield, and daily did eat and drink at the only table of the said Sir Edward Walgrave. Also, he had of my said lady 2 portasses in Latin and 1 Matins book of Usum Serum. Also, John Devon had 1 pair of beads of 1 Master Parpoint, late being in Sir Edward Walgrave House, to be delivered to 1 Dr. Jacob, or else to be late master of the Charterhouse here. Item. Mr. Walgrave did give the said John Devon, at his departure, 20 shillings, and promised to give him £10 a year for his exhibition to be paid to him by Sir Francis Inglefield. Item. About July last past, Mr. Edward Thurland did give him then 40 shillings towards his learning beyond sea. Item. This holy water sprinkle was delivered to the said John Devon to carry to some religious men to pray for an old woman, the... unclear... of the sprinkle. And the which old woman, her name he knows not, but she dwells in Westminster. By me, John Devon. Further, he said he did lie in a beadsman's house in Westminster, whose name he knows not, ever since mid-Lent Sunday last. And there he kept company with Thomas Langdon, late a monk in Westminster, who willed him to copy out certain articles or notes of Mr. Watson's sermon in a paper written. And further, the said Langdon said to John Devon that this religion was not the true religion, but the old religion was. By me, John Devon. The witness of the confession aforesaid. Names of 4 witnesses.